Good evening, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the most talked about talk show at 2 o'clock in the morning.
The phone number here is
749-1444.
What are you laughing at, Rob?
Well, I thought we were going to do something else. So how you been? It's been a whole week.
What did you think we were going to do?
I thought we were going to say...
It's not important. The phone number here is 749-1444. And we're taking your calls. As always, this is a late night talk show. And you can call us up. We'll put you on the air and give you that 30 seconds of fame that you got promised by Andy Warhol when you were born.
15 minutes, isn't it?
Everybody's got to cut at least 10 seconds here.
Well, the deal is... 30 seconds, 10 seconds on Chris and Rob is worth 15 minutes on something
else.
It's
kind of like therapy, you know? Everyone gets a chance to stand up and say, "Hi, my name is Bill, and I'm an alcoholic." Or, "Hi, my name's Jane, and I have a severe mental problem." Or whatever. And it's kind of like therapy. You can come on here and say, "Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I really dig poodles," or whatever your deal is. So give us a call here at 749-1444. We'll put you on and let you get off your chest whatever it is that's holding you back from achieving the success that you've been looking for.
Wow, we'll do all that?
And more. So stay tuned. We'll be here till 5 o'clock in the morning. And we got a big announcement to make.
WAIF Cincinnati.
We got an even bigger announcement than that to make.
Well, why didn't somebody clue me in on what this big
What are you doing on Halloween, Rob?
Oh.
That announcement.
Well, hopefully I'll be heading down old I-71 coming back home.
To go trick-or-treating, right?
Exactly.
What are you hoping to get?
Lots
of them little milk duds?
No, there's only like three duds or malted milk balls in those things. I don't want...
Smarties?
Oh, man.
I hate those things.
The little bitty Reese cups.
Well, when you get back from trick-or-treating...
Or like a nickel. Five pennies wrapped in cellophane.
You're sitting in your living room listening to some scary music and counting your candy and trying to figure out what you got the most of and trying to give your Smarties away to your little brother.
Hey, and if somebody gives you a piece of fruit, put it under a metal detector and check for pins, needles, razor blades.
Put everything under a metal detector. Hopefully you'll get quarters.
X-ray your whole bag of candy. That's all right.
Either way, tune in to 5:50 a.m. on Halloween, Sunday, October 31st at 9 o'clock to midnight. The
What's
Chris
going on?
And Rob Halloween Spookorama will be coming over the monophonic AM airwaves in order to entertain and possibly inform you on Halloween etiquette.
Do what? We're going to be on 550 WLWA again?
Yeah, that big J-Core station.
Wow. When is it?
In fact, they're going to be selling their shares in their stock here right before we go on. Coincidence or not, you be the judge.
They need to restructure for us, huh?
You know, that's right on. They know that they're in for something big when they brought Chris and Robin to do a Halloween Spookorama.
So you're saying October 31st, from 9 p.m. until midnight, Chris and Rob will be back on WLWA 5:50 a.m., not 700 a.m.
That's what I just said. I said that on Halloween from 9 to midnight, we'll be on 5:50 a.m. doing the Chris and Rob Halloween Spookorama. That's the end of that. We hoard ourselves enough already.
Ugh.
And on with tonight's topic, I present to you, Rob.
Well, I don't know really, you know, if it's a topic. It's just something that happened to me. I went to my local toy retail outlet to purchase something for my little niece. You know, my niece, she's 8 years old.
Cute as a devil, too.
Oh, a button, a bug's ear, any of those things. She's the bee's knees, and I thought, well, her birthday's...
The bee's knees, what do you do that? Is that something y'all say up in Hamilton?
No, that's one of those old 1920s kind of sayings. But anyway, she is the bee's knees. And I thought, well, she's really into these Barbie doll things. You know, those little dolls that the little kids, little girls especially like to play runway model with and like to pretend like they're an astronaut who's also incredibly stacked. One of those, I thought I'd get her one of those little Barbie dolls. And so I'm in this toy store. I'm in the Barbie aisle, and Barbie has her own aisle. She has a fun house and a Corvette, and she's an astronaut and the president and also a secretary, a fashion model, and a rock star slash rapper now.
Ooh.
Yeah, she does it all. Barbie's a renaissance, exactly. She's the last of the self-made millionaire renaissance women.
She's a renaissance kid?
She is. And so, but I'm in the Barbie section, and you know Barbie has a boyfriend? I don't know. Ken, there's a Ken doll. So I'm looking through Ken, and there's like Karate Ken, and there's Race Car Driver Ken, and there's Baseball Playing Ken, and there's Fireman Ken, and Policeman Ken. There's all these different Ken dolls. And then I came to one that just totally blew my mind. There's Gay Ken.
What?
There is gay Ken.
What?
There is gay Ken.
You mean a homosexual Ken?
Ken, gay. He's gay as a nectarine.
You mean as a queenie Ken?
He's a pink flamingo.
Wow.
There's Ken, right? Here's a Ken doll. He's you know, and this is what he's wearing, okay? He was wearing an earring. An earring, a lavender...
In which ear?
I didn't know. What? Right is wrong, left is right. No, I don't...
What?
We're acting.
What
we're
ear?
Acting. We're okay. Acting. Don't point at the script.
What ear was he wearing the earring in?
I don't know, but what is it? Right is right and left is wrong? Something like that?
I have no idea.
Right is wrong, left is right.
Inside, I think it up got construed because back in the 70s, if I recall, the left ear meant the right ear in Europe or something, or in England or Britain, the left ear meant the right ear. And by the time everyone tried to figure it out, they were so confused that
but now
really
with all the cross-pollinization going on. Well, what happens is, like, you know, you say, dude, pierce my ear, but put it in the right one because I don't want people to think I'm gay. And the dude doing the ear piercing, his right is different from your right, and so he puts it into his right, and then you get your left ear pierced, or vice versa, or vice versa. But there's Ken. He's got an earring. He's wearing a lavender vest, which is kind of a pastel purple. And he's also, he has two-tone hair.
No.
Just like Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran or somebody.
Well, he wasn't queer, was he?
Well, no, but he had gay hair.
Well, okay, so you're describing what this rainbow Ken doll looks like.
He's got two-tone hair, an earring, and a lavender vest.
Why does that make him gay? I mean, he could just as easily be wimpy Ken as he could be gay Ken.
So you think it's just sissy boy Ken?
Could be.
I don't know.
Hello, Tim, you're on the air.
Hi, Tim.
Whoa, there we go.
Hi,
hello,
Tim.
Hello, Tim, you're on the air.
Chris and Rob, or Neil and Bob show.
Neil and Bob, Chris and Rob, it don't matter, just as long as you call in. What's up, baby?
Oh, I was just wondering,
Oh, I get it. Neil and Bob. Do you get it? Neil, as in Neil on your knees?
Better get it, you fucking asshole.
Ooh, boy. The phone number is 749-1444. Continue, Rob.
These gay. Actually, it didn't say on the box. It didn't say on the box, you know, new from Mattel, gay Ken. It said something. It was called something like earring magic Ken. Okay, he had an earring, but where the hell does the magic come in? When you think of magic Ken, when do you think of a guy wearing a tuxedo type tails?
Maybe he's gonna cast a spell on you.
Or who's that? That Doug Henning cat that Martin Short does impression of? Magic is illusion, and illusion is magic. So he's earring magic Ken. He didn't come with the saw to cut Barbie in two. He didn't come with one of those boxes that you can put the woman in and you slide the blades through her, then you move her midsection over to the left. He didn't come with one of those like things that you can levitate people with. They called him earring magic Ken, and actually, he looked a lot like a gay Ken doll. Just a gay Ken doll, not gay Ken.
I still don't know why you described this doll, and that means, does he have handcuffs?
There's a picture of him in the post I saw.
Does he come with handcuffs?
There's a picture of him in the post.
But does he come with handcuffs?
I don't know, I couldn't really tell. The one that I saw...
Leather, can you get a little leather outfit for him? Either way, it doesn't matter. All I'm asking you is,
that's leather.
Why does this little outfit that you're describing and the wavy hair and all that make him queer as a $3 bill? I mean, he could just as easily have his own thing going, you know?
Well, actually, I did a little research in it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, actually, I found this in the post.
You're my boy.
And they quote a gay and lesbian activist, Greg Gadges, I guess is his name.
Who's that?
And he says... he's a local gay and lesbian activist. And he says, I personally find it kind of amusing, Mr. Gadget said. A lot of gay men collect Barbie dolls, and here's an opportunity to sell the, quote, gay, unquote, Ken doll to the gays. I did not know that gay men collected Barbie dolls.
A lot of them do, I guess. I don't know.
But then,
I guess if I was gay, I would.
But, you know, the Post, being the good people they are, checked with Mattel, the toy company that produces earring magic Ken, and Skipper too.
Skipper.
Skipper's Barbie's friend. They said that though many gays say the similarities are obvious. Someone from Mattel said that the new Ken is not being marketed toward gays. Absolutely not, said Lisa McKendall. who works out there in Los Angeles for Mattel. This is a wholesome product designed for little girls. Now, here's my problem. Are they saying that gay men are not wholesome people? They're saying this is not a gay doll. It's a wholesome doll. Therefore, the two things are exclusive, and it's either gay or it's wholesome. It can't be both. That's
gay
what I
people can be wholesome, too, you know.
That's what I thought. And she went on to say that, "We design our products to appeal to little girls. That's why we choose those clothes and colors. If there are other people that enjoy our products, that's fine, but it's not our intent." And at least one toy store owner wouldn't sell the Ken, according to People magazine. I tell you what.
Hey, Zeke, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys watch Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what was it that, you know, every time the skipper called Gilligan, what did he call him?
Little buddy.
Little buddy. Come here, little buddy. Hug the skipper. What the heck was going on there?
Come here, little buddy, and hug the skipper.
I remember
that episode.
I remember little buddy, but I don't remember come on,
hug
little
the
buddy,
hug the skipper.
I don't remember that.
Well, who was that first caller? He sounded irate.
Just some asshole.
Hey, you guys want to hear something that Hillary did recently?
Sure.
You guys into Hillary thing?
Yeah, we love Hillary.
We like Dan Quayle better, though.
Okay, so right after the, prior to the inauguration.
Hold on, right after or prior to?
No, prior to.
Okay, dokie.
President Clinton and his wife went to this African Methodist.
Say inauguration again.
Huh?
Say inauguration.
I can't say
again.
It because, you know, we. Because
you're drunk and you're stumbling
creek,
over your own tongue, aren't
creek,
you? You're loaded, over. Aren't you? Why are you always calling our show loaded?
I do not.
Every time you call our show, you're loaded,
just
or
like
you're high on crack, and you've been snorting cocaine,
you
and you're smoking bongs or something.
We
well, can't take it anymore. I can't stand it. You know what I mean?
So
well,
what Hillary do?
I'll come down there and like take care of you guys. Okay?
Oh, jeez, not with the bomb, I hope. So what Hillary do?
Well, anyway, they went to this African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Methodist
Episcopalian.
Right. Exactly.
He is so loaded, Rob. This caller is so loaded. He can't make heads or spell Episcopalian.
He's doing a darn good job.
Spell it.
Okay, but the lady's name is Mrs. Lurleen Stockhouse, and she's a Baptist pastor's wife.
Cool.
And she got tickets to go see, you know, the president and Hillary in this like black church, right? So they did a little speech, and this is in she came from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she went to Washington, and she they had a prayer thing and all that and singing, and then when they were leaving, Mrs. Stockhouse and shook the president's hand, and she said, "God doesn't want you to kill unborn babies." Okay, and then she said that he just looked at her with a blank stare.
Uh-huh.
And then Hillary didn't hear what she said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she was following right behind him.
Okey-dokey.
And then she goes up and she hugged Mrs. Stockhouse, who said softly, "Hillary, it's against God's law to kill babies." And Mrs. Stockhouse described the electric effect upon Hillary, who stepped back, shaking and trembling, and then grabbed my arm. Her countenance transformed from a pleasant demeanor to the appearance of being possessed. Her eyes were enraged as she replied, "It is God's law to kill babies." I don't know.
Well, and, you know what's wrong with Hillary?
We need to get some women callers in.
Well, hold on. I think Hillary just didn't eat her peas that day.
Well, I think she was out of sync with the moon. I mean, what is it, every 30 days? She might have been on a major PMS, that one.
Oh, man.
I don't know what, you know, all I got to say is, where's those fat girls that always call you? They can call in and give us their opinion.
Right on. Zeke, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what?
How come you always call our show loaded?
I don't, man. Most times I'm straight, but, you know, like up on the creek, Cabin Creek.
That's you guys where you're
know
from,
where
right?
Is. But anyway, you know, we got our crops in. And, you know, now it's time to
and it's
back.
Harvesting time, isn't it? Hey, Zeke.
It was good this year.
Listen, Zeke, you still haven't spelled Episcopalian for me. I don't think you can.
Well, yes, I can, as a matter of fact.
Spell it, then.
E-P-I-S-C-O-P-A-L. Would that do?
I-A-N.
Yeah, but
Episcopalian.
I mean, I'm giving you the
Zeke,
noun.
Zeke.
Goofball.
Zeke, you went
You're
off.
Goofball.
Zeke, you went off
Where's
the board. He said.
He's loaded, he's calling me a goofball.
He said,
He's just a drunk asshole.
If you can spell
Episcopalian. Who's that in the background?
He said if you can.
Jim said that. We're firing him.
I did not.
Let's have that guy indicted.
Zeke?
Yeah.
He said if you can spell Episcopalian, spell it. That's
yeah,
that old play. Yeah, but that's that old
I
playground
mean,
thing where you just go IT.
Oh.
See, he said spell it, and you didn't
too
catch it.
To catch that.
Oh, hold my other side.
I didn't say it was funny.
Yeah.
You would get it if you were
friends.
Sober.
Hey, Zeke,
you'll be using that one tomorrow.
Kick back another swig out of that 40. Call up some of your friends and tell them to tune into the Chris and Rob.
All right,
hey,
I'll be looking for you guys on
dial.
That AM station, too, on Halloween.
I hope so.
Dokey.
Yeah, because I haven't listened to you guys. I heard you guys got famous or something, but, you know.
Covers on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Isn't that what the Afghan wig said? Well, I'm not doing an interview unless you put me on a cover.
Who'd they say that to?
That John, no, who was it? Who's it?
Greg?
Yeah, Greg. He told Rolling Stones he wasn't going to do an interview with him unless he got on a cover. I mean, what does he think he is? Like Nirvana or something?
Hey, I tell you what, the new Wiggs video has Columbia Bowling Lanes in it right there on the west side of Hamilton, Ohio. It's hot. They got Hamilton police cars in it, too. It's really good video. It's got Hamilton cop cars in it.
Pretty good, but I mean, what's that talent search coming to Sudsies?
Yeah.
Yeah? You guys going to play there?
Yeah.
Chris and Rob all across the nation.
Signing off all those record contracts, too.
Yeah, we do ham bone. Me and Chris get a ham bone act going, and it's like nothing you've never heard.
I heard about that on the news. Actually, I read about it in Reader's Disgust.
You read about the Afghan...
Yeah,
Afghan wigs in Reader's Disgust?
No, it was Chris and Rob.
Oh, yeah, well, we've been in... We told Reader's Digest, we said, we're not going to do it unless you put us on the cover, and then they told us they don't put anybody on the cover, they just put mountains.
Yeah, so then instead they did an article, hi, I'm Chris's liver.
Hey, Zeke.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, will you?
What?
Drink another one of them 40s and call us back, all right?
I tell you what, the EPA has declared Chris's liver a toxic waste site. Later, Zeke!
All right.
Yeah.
Hi there, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're coming at you live
from the bottom of your dial.
You can't go no lower
than us.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number is
749-1444.
Get those calls in while the getting's hot.
And the latest thing about Hillary is she doesn't like peas.
Who cares?
She taped a segment of Sesame Street, and she's supposed to tell everybody what to eat.
And George Bush didn't like broccoli, and Ronald Reagan...
It's broccoli gate!
...really dug jelly beans, and
you remember
Jimmy
that,
Carter didn't? Liked peanuts.
And Ford liked...
Nothing.
...Michigan football.
Yeah, there you go. So who cares what the president's like? What you should think about is, what do Chris and Rob like? And when Chris and Rob are famous on AM radio, what kind of restaurant are we going to open up? We're open to suggestions. I mean... Burbank's got barbecue. Willie's got a sports bar. That's all been done. We got to do something different.
But we do like Papa John's. We got to do that. We do like Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, we love Papa John's pizza. Papa John's pizza is the best pizza in the Queen City. You can do no worse than Papa John's. That's 961 Papa. Every Monday night, they got the cheapo dorm room special every Monday night. Just the one down at Clifton and the one in Hyde Park, though. So check it out.
Go ahead, Bob. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not a heck of a whole lot. What's going on with y'all?
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear us?
All right. Not much going on here in Northside.
You're calling from Northside, huh?
What happened in Northside the other day when two adults approached a kid, said, take off your shoes? He said no, ran away, and they shot him for his shoes.
That just happened the other night, didn't it? Or the other day?
Was that you?
I think it was yesterday up there in Northside. Yes, a kid got shot for his Nike.
A lot of stuff happened over here in Northside.
Like
you
what?
You couldn't believe it. Pretty bad stuff.
Like what?
It doesn't get much worse than that, I wouldn't think, Chris. Shooting a kid for his Nikes.
Right. How can you get...
What? I heard there were some cats driving around shooting out car windows, too.
No.
Car windows is one thing. A kid in the back is another thing.
Right.
So what's on your mind tonight, Bob?
I just called you guys come on at... What time do you guys come on?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Right.
Here we are. There you are. What are you doing tonight?
I'm sitting here eating chili.
What kind of chili?
Homemade chili.
Oh, you made it yourself, huh?
Right.
Got some for us?
Yeah.
Big giant onion chunks in it?
Not big.
On chili place when we were real big on AM and call it Chris and Rob's Chili.
Chili Palace or something like that.
Yeah, because I guess you could probably get somebody to buy it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we could sell it. No, we could sell sand to the Arabs if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could, huh?
It's pretty good. Mine's pretty good right here. I got mango and onions and.
Hey, do you ever get in that great Cincinnati chili cook-off thing?
No, I didn't get one of them.
Bob, give us the full recipe. Write this down, Jim.
Okay,
we're gonna make some when we get home. Dig.
All right. Right. When are you going to get off at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're gonna go home. We'll catch a nap in the morning.
Yeah, when you go home, you can make it. Okay.
Killer.
And maybe all our listeners out there will want to jot this down, and you can make some of Bob's famous Northside chili.
There you go. There you go.
Wait. Let me get you some recipe music here. Hang on.
So this is not only good eating, it's also like if you want to break into somebody's car.
It's not hot Texas chili now. It's just homemade chili.
Just homemade Northside, calm, cool, collected, rational chili.
Yeah.
If you want to break into somebody's house, you can just put a few drops on the lock and watch it eat it away.
All right. Here you go. Here's some recipe music. Go.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here it is. It's chili beans, hamburger.
In any quantity you want?
About 2 pounds.
2 pounds of beans?
No, 2 pounds of hamburger.
How many pounds of beans?
Just one can of...
can of kidney beans.
Mild chili beans.
Mild chili beans, okie dokie.
Okay, and 2 pounds.
You know why I like beans?
Why?
Because they're good for your heart.
Beans are the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat more beans at every meal.
Yeah, I'm holding my side.
My nephew, the more he eats, the more he gasses.
Uh-huh. Okay, continue with your recipe, Bob.
Okay.
In case you just tuned in, this is Bob's recipe for Bob's famous Northside chili.
Northside.
Go. Yeah.
Okay. Tomato paste.
Oh, yeah, I got to have tomato paste.
Yeah, I just got to have it.
What, one of those little cans of it?
Right. 8 ounces.
What you do is you open the can on both ends and then you just push it through. That way
I use 4 cans of water now.
Okay, 4 cans of water. That sounds good.
Out of the tomato paste can.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Chop your onions real fine.
Oh, I like them big and chunky.
Well, chunky.
I like big onion steaks floating in my chili.
Well.
Okay, go ahead.
And green tomato, or hot pepper tomato.
Mm-hmm. Those hot tomatoes, they'll get you every time. You mean hot peppers and tomatoes?
Right. Okie dokie. Yeah, the green pepper like.
Okay. Like you get with Papa John's pizza, absolutely free.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Papa John's pizza,
don't
you? Oh,
man, those peppers they give you. Go ahead.
Bob, what do you think of Papa John's pizza?
That's pretty good. It's up there in Clifton, right?
Yeah, they got one in Clifton. They got.
I've stopped in there a few times.
Well, they got over 30 locations in the greater Cincinnati area.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, fantastic stuff, I tell you.
Yeah.
So then what do? You put it all in a big pot and you simmer it for, what, 4 hours?
About a couple hours.
Okay, that's a pretty good recipe.
Couple hours on each side. Brown your hamburger.
On each side?
Mm-hmm.
On each side, right.
Each side.
Okay.
Your hamburger on one side, you got to brown it and drain mm-hmm. it. Drain the grease off.
Yeah,
now.
Get that grease off there. Keep it low fat.
Yeah.
Rinse it with boiling water.
And diced tomatoes.
Then you got to put it in a jar and bury it underground for 6 months?
That's kimchi.
You do that?
With cabbage.
No.
Do it with chili. It has a great effect. It adds to the flavor.
I'll give you my mom's recipe for chili now.
Okay. Everyone, this is all Rob's right. Hamilton recipe for Hamilton chili.
Get some hot water and brown some beef and throw it in there.
Oh, that's good chili.
Oh, I tell you, it is so if you ever thought that you'd like to eat, just eat some warm water with a few things of hamburger floating around in it. That's just eat some of my mama's chili, and that's good for you.
Thanks for your recipe, Bob.
Well, with this chili right here, you can drink a cold beer. It's pretty good.
A cold beer, a little bit of Bob's chili, and what, a football game?
Baseball, playoff, World Series, or whatever.
How about them Phillies?
Yeah, how about them? They lost.
They got squished tonight, didn't they?
Okay, thanks for your recipe, Bob. Maybe somebody else out there has some recipes to trade us.
Okay.
Okay, good night.
All right.
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444. Got the actual rundown on the Phillies' vices.
The Phillies have vices?
Yeah, like Lenny Dykstra, the center fielder. He smokes Salem Ultralight cigarettes and chews Red Man tobacco.
Really?
The manager, Jim Fregosi, chews tobacco and smokes cool cigarettes like our intern Jim does. And sometimes he chews tobacco and smokes the cigarettes at the same time.
Really?
He's a freak.
Kurt Schilling, the pitcher, he doesn't do anything.
What?
He eats sunflower seeds. What a nerd.
Yeah.
John Kruk, the first baseman, chews
queer.
Up to 30 pieces of bubble gum. And Mitch Williams dips. And Darren Dalton chews tobacco and smokes cigarettes between innings.
They still ain't nothing compared to the Pirates of the 70s.
They would do coke between every inning. They, right. You know what? They were the best. This is a joke I stole, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
They were the best team between the lines.
Okay.
Between lines, they were the best. Right, Carl? Carl, are you with me?
Hello?
Hi, Carl.
Hey, you motherfuckers can suck my
dick. Woo, that was close. We've got a line open here at the Chris and Rob Talk Show. 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
Pretty much open for him.
I guess.
We're talking chili, we're talking peas, we're talking chewing tobacco and smoking cigarettes, we're talking gay Ken doll, and we're talking all kinds of great stuff. And, you know, we'll let you get in on this if you want to. We're talking about those cats that they caught on film out there in L.A. beating the hell out of that brain-dead guy, Reginald Denny. And they didn't get off scot-free, but they got cleared of some of the lesser charges. The one dude gets cleared of attempted murder. They dropped that one. Assault with a deadly weapon. That one was dropped. You know, a brick to the head from about 2 feet, I think, would have to qualify as a deadly weapon.
Tell me about it.
Ha! You know, I think the best... All this message sends... To the, you know, the Rodney King verdict and now the Reginald Denny verdicts, just sends a message to the whole country that if you want to go somewhere and beat the crap out of somebody, go to Los Angeles because you'll get off pretty well scot-free.
Yeah.
Just go grab some guy driving a truck and beat the hell out of him, and you won't have to do much time.
Los Angeles is a great place to break laws.
Just chase a guy down and beat the hell out of him with a, what do you call those things? A billy club.
Or a sledgehammer.
And you'll get off pretty well scot-free.
Or an ice pick, one of the big ice
picks. Los Angeles. The Golden City of the West.
Right.
749-1444.
Yeah, that's 749-1444. We're taking your calls. We'll be right back. After he discovered marijuana, please let me wander from the album Beach Boys today.
Bump, bump.
Bump, bump. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number is
749-1444. John knows it.
Say the phone number, John.
749-1444.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit, Johnny.
749-1444.
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Just kind of sitting here in my room listening to the show.
Yeah?
Yep.
What'd you do today?
Nothing really.
John, you better calm down, buddy. You're on that one-way track to a dead end.
Hey, do you guys make tapes of your show, make tapes of your shows and sell them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to buy one?
Oh, my brother would like to order.
You can get them at the trucker store.
Trucker store?
Yeah, the trucker store.
They have them at all the truck stops up I-75 and down south and up 71 on the way to Columbus and that other highway, the one that goes to Indiana.
They also on that one on 71 where it has the big giant 76 station that says showers, and it's like two exits up from the one that says adult bookstore.
Okay, I know where that is.
Okay. That's where you can get copies of the tapes, or you can order them here direct from us.
It'd be better if you ordered them here direct from us.
Would you like to place an order, John?
And if you knew the show, if you knew the date, that would really help.
Okay, that's cool.
Which show would you like?
It's from my brother. My brother, he like listened to you guys once. He thought you guys were a trip.
You tell your brother we think he's a trip.
Yeah, because he sometimes asked me to tape a form and send it over there, but I don't have a tape that to record, so.
Okay. Yeah, we'll hook your brother up. Just have him give us a call or drop us a line. If he wants to write to us, he can write to us. The Chris and Rob Talk Show, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. That's 45206. And I'll tell you, we love fan mail, don't we, Rob?
You guys sound hollow right now.
No, it's because you got a crappy phone. Every time you've called in the past, I thought, man, this dude has a crappy phone.
Are you in the dorms there at UC?
No.
Okay, man.
It's an
AT&T
phone.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Every time you call,
what year though?
Crappy. I think 1963.
Is it? Yeah. Well, do you have to pick it up and ask for the operator?
Yes.
Sarah, get me through to Chris and Rob.
Judy.
Get on with it, John. Since your phone sounds so crappy, we want to know what you want.
I just called to ask you about that one record. Well, what was that you said? Dickie Goodman?
Dickie Goodman was the artist.
Okay.
Who recorded the single and hit album, Mr. Jaws, where he spliced up hit songs at the time and wrapped them around some kind of weird story. Jaws movie shark-eating theme.
Yeah, I thought it was the name of a store.
Well, yeah, there's a whole bunch of classic cuts on there.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
There's The Martians Meet Santa Claus and Martians Meet Santa Claus Part 2, Mr. Jaws, of course, and a whole cornucopia of the Dickie Goodman's finest.
Cornucopia?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, we're going to cut you off, John. Your phone sounds crappy.
Yeah, all right, feel better.
See ya.
Later!
749-1444. We got Bill, we got Mike, we got Geraldo, and then we got you. 749-1444.
And, you know, we've been kind of just kicking it around, just hanging back, kind of like a Dockers commercial. Just shooting the breeze, seeing what happens, and we like to keep it kind of laid back every once in a while.
That grit, man.
What?
Shut up.
Who is this?
This is Zeke. Zeke called somebody a grit and then hung up.
Oh, well. 749-1444.
That's the phone number. Don't wear it out, buddy. You know, I like to give a movie review every time I see a movie.
What movie did you see?
Hollywood Shuffle.
Never heard of it.
It was Robert Townsend's big movie back in 87.
You can't review a movie from 1987 here on our show here in 1993.
Why not?
Because that don't fly.
Yeah, it does. What if you're in the video store and you're looking for something? Okay, it's not a movie review. It's a home video review.
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
I guess that's an original idea. I guess nobody else is doing that.
It's pretty good. You know what I was thinking would be cool? Like when we get the Chris and Rob newsletter going out?
What's that?
We could do nice price or bargain bin record reviews.
Yeah, but old records are hard to find anymore.
No, you just like you go to some retail outlet and you buy a tape or an album or something for $1.99, and then we'll review it. Like we could review "Diver Down" or something by Van Halen.
That's a great record.
See, but you want to do it?
Women and Children First is a better record, though.
Well, they're all $2.99 now, so we could just, you know, the nice price review or something like that.
Yeah,
I think it'd be kind of cute. I think the kids would like it. The kids with the limited incomes. We could really appreciate a service like that, and we'd have to do our best to help them out. We do whatever we can. We're here as a public service, basically, and we'd like to extend that public service whenever and wherever we can. And it's really cool now because our phone is now audio instead of just visual, so it's really cool. It's working out well here.
Showing the sweet potato pie, you won't see me here no more. Why the big leg girl came Baltimore and up and said she didn't love me no more. I said, look here, girl, before you hit the front door, let me snatch that hangnail off your big toe. She said, look here, fool, name where I sat. And I said, it's got to be Jelly, because the thing don't wiggle like that.
Remember how when you saw Dizzy Gillespie on the Muppet Show, his cheeks would get real big when he played trumpet? He'd look like a big old blowfish. But when Archie plays harmonica, his cheeks go in.
Yeah.
Opposite, they look like a big anti-blowfish.
That's called implosion.
Implosion.
A classic.
That's right. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is
749-1444. You're listening to the best of Chris and Rob.
We've got three lines open at 749-1444, and we're taking calls. Also, the Watts line is open. at 1-513-749-1444. And if you're on one of those car phones, just dial up 749-1444. We'll put you right through.
Any of those numbers will work, huh?
That's right.
That's pretty convenient of us.
Especially if there's any car phones out there. We always love to hear from car phones because we like to check out the traffic. And that reminds me, let's do weather. Here's Rob with today's weather report.
Today will be rainy. Rain all day up until Thursday morning, and overnight low of 62 degrees, a high of tomorrow of 74. Currently it is 68 degrees outside on the Sunny Romantic Studios of WAIF.
It's dark and not sunny out because it's nighttime.
Did I say sunny?
Yeah.
Well, if there was a sun out, it'd be sunny.
It's dark and
it's
cloudy
clear.
And
yeah, cloudy
muggy
and cool.
And
clear and Jim, you're on with Chris and Rob.
Jim who?
Jim you, buddy.
Hey, this ain't Jim. This is Joe, buddy.
Oh, sorry about
Joe.
That.
Joe. What's happening, Joe?
Well, we've been grilling out a little bit tonight. Shadow steak and some extra fine marinara sauce.
You had a steak for dinner?
Yeah. Well, we had steak for after dinner.
How'd you prepare it?
Well, we soaked her in some real nice marinara sauce.
Oh, yeah?
And then we took 24 charcoals and got them to an excellent glow. And put the old barbecue grill on about a third selection from the top.
You know, a lot of people have given up on grilling out because summer's over, it's fall, and they're staying home and eating mashed potatoes now.
Well, that's their problem.
I'm glad to see you still got that grilling out spirit. Marty and Joe would be proud.
Well, you know, it just all depends on what you're cooking out. If you got something that tastes real good.
Did you make yourself a baked potato or anything like that with it? Corn on the cob?
No, we just ate the meat tonight.
Was it a big old beef steak or was it like a squirrel steak or something?
No, actually it was a shadow steak. It was real thin. It cooked up pretty well and it was marinated real well.
Some of that hillbilly steak? Big old slice of bologna on the grill?
Well, I don't think it had any kind of hillbilly tendency whatsoever.
That's good. Good eating.
Actually, we was eating a little loathing tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Joe, how you been, and what's on your mind?
Well, I've been doing pretty well, and I just now tuned in to you guys. I haven't had a chance to hear what you all are talking about. So, why don't you clue me in?
Clue him in, Rob.
We were talking about a gay Ken doll.
A gay Ken doll.
Earring Magic Ken wears a lavender vest, has an earring and two-tone hair, just like Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran.
You know, Barbie's boyfriend.
You don't have to ask me what I think about that.
What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty sick.
Well, the Mattel people say it's not a gay doll. It just happens to wear that same kind of gay clothes, and they say that they're dressing him in gay clothes, like a lavender vest, because those are the kind of clothes that little girls like to dress men in.
Well, does he have another doll that goes with him?
No, and he doesn't come with a little tube of Vaseline either.
No?
I was wondering if he came with handcuffs.
Well, the accessories are always extra.
They always do that. They always want you to get that, buy that accessory packet for as much
well,
as
like
the...
Well, they start a whole thing with one type of doll. Actually, Ken dolls don't interest me too much.
You're more of a G.I. Joe kind of fella, huh?
No, I really don't think dolls have much of a bearing on the course of the world.
Okay, well, we are also talking about peas, whether they're good or bad for you, and whether you should eat them or not. We were talking about
like the frozen peas.
Just green peas, just good old peas. Because Hillary Clinton doesn't like peas. We're talking about the countenance on Hillary Clinton's face when a woman told her that God doesn't want you to kill babies. And we are also talking about, what else? We covered some other stuff, didn't we? The show's pretty well fast and furious and feathery and fine tonight. We're zipping through the topics. We're covering a lot of ground. It's kind of a blowout show because stuff builds up over the weeks, over the months, over the years we've been doing this.
As usual, Chris and Rob have covered many topics but discussed. None.
We figure you may want to get something.
Oh man,
he might be sticking in your craw.
He nailed us. He just drilled us.
Right.
He said we cover a lot of topics, but we discuss none.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, did you say that?
Joe.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Well, yes, I did say that.
We can discuss
said it because I know you're with
anything.
Discuss with my wits for all evening.
Intelligently, what was on your mind that you wanted to discuss in depth?
In depth. What do you think about having a cracker president?
A cracker president?
Yeah. And I'm sure.
This is kind of like when I asked Dave Lapham why the Bengals blow
chunks.
You
know what I mean by the term cracker.
What do you mean by the term cracker, Joe?
Well, I thought you might ask that.
You're talking about a southern white male, and it generally has some kind of racist overtones when you call somebody a cracker.
What do you think about his masculine wife?
His masculine wife? I think his wife is...
I like her beard.
She's very attractive, and she's really pretty, and she's very lovely.
And I like it when she uses that wax in her mustache. She makes her look like Raleigh Fingers.
So, who was the talk show there for, Chris?
Hello.
Hello.
You think Hillary is very attractive?
Oh, yeah.
And Rob likes her mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she's very smart, and obviously she's really smart. And
well, obviously, she married, what's his name, Bill. Yeah, Bill.
She married Bill. She's really smart, and I think she has a strong will.
Well, she's really smart.
And, you know, she could be wrong about some things. Smart people are wrong,
well,
too.
What do you think she could be wrong about?
She could be wrong about a lot of things.
Well,
she could be wrong about peas. She could be wrong about her health care plan. It may not work out.
Well, I never heard
she could have picked the wrong hairstyle.
What about her health care plan? What do you think about that?
Nobody knows what the health care plan is yet at all. Nobody knows anything about it.
It would have been nice if they divulged a little bit of it to us.